California judge temporarily halts fast food worker law. A Sacramento Superior Court judge December 30 temporarily halted a new California fast food worker law, originally taking effect January 1. The temporary restraining order was issued after a group of business owners and restaurateurs filed a lawsuit claiming the law would only raise food prices and other expenses for consumers while harming businesses. Assembly Bill 257, also known as the Fast Recovery Act, would establish a government-run, fast food council, consisting of 10 governor-appointed members, including state officials, representatives of franchisors and franchisees, as well as employees and their advocates. The council will give workers more power in negotiating wage increases, hours, benefits, and various other terms of employment. Under AB 257, franchisors would have to ensure their chains adhere to employment, public health, and safety laws that would be collectively liable for penalties if violations are committed in their businesses. This means franchisees would be permitted to file lawsuits against their franchisors should they claim any of the new regulations be breached. The council's regulations would directly impact chains with at least 100 locations nationwide, including big names like McDonald's, In-N-Out, and Burger King, among others. To place a measure on the 2024 ballot to repeal the law, the Coalition Save Local Restaurants, the group behind the lawsuit, began collecting signatures in September and needed 623,000 signatures by December 4. The group reported December 5 they had gathered over a million signatures. The same week, the Secretary of State notified county elections officials enough signatures were submitted to trigger the signature verification process and make AB 257 ineffective before the process is completed. But the Department of Industrial Relations said in a letter to the coalition they intended to move forward with the law beginning in January regardless, which was countered by the group's lawsuit. The group said in a statement December 30 that the judge's decision keeps intact for the time being California's century-old referendum process and protects the voices of over 1 million California voters who exercised their democratic right in asking to vote on a piece of legislation before bearing its burden. According to the California Constitution, the right of a referendum prevents a law from going into effect unless and until it is approved by voters. If enough signatures are verified by January 25, the law will appear on the 2024 ballot. In the order, Judge Shellyann W. L. Chong wrote that the law was halted in light of the incredibly short timeframe provided to the court to hear this matter. A hearing is set for January 13 for the court to decide whether the law will continue to be on hold. The union-backed Assembly Bill 257 was signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom on Labor Day in 2022. The group said in a statement last September it expected the law to make fast food 20% more costly, which will disproportionately hurt millions of families that can least afford it. McDonald's USA President Joe Erlinger said in an open letter last August California's approach targets some workplaces and not others. If you are a small business owner running two restaurants that are part of a national chain, like McDonald's, you can be targeted by the bill, he added. But if you own 20 restaurants that are not part of a large chain, the bill does not apply to you. This is a clear example of picking winners and losers, which is not the appropriate role of government. Hundreds of union supporters of AB 257 protested against the Save Local Restaurants initiative last November, saying the law will offer more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state better wages and protection from discrimination and harassment. Assemblyman Chris Holden, the primary author of the bill, said on the assembly floor last year, fast food workers often experience wage theft, harassment, and unsafe workplace conditions that have been intensified by the pandemic. The American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations said in a September 2022 statement that the law guarantees that fast food workers get a seat at the table on the Fast Food Council, ensuring they have a voice in determining their working conditions and pay. Prior to AB 257, California already has the most comprehensive labor protection in the country, with a series of laws regulating work hours, legal holidays, and whistleblower complaints, among other areas of employment.